USA Radio News.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York was arrested and charged with insider trading today related to an Australian biotechnology company. Jeff Berman is the attorney for the Southern District of New York. He explains the charges against Collins.
Congressman Collins was told some confidential and highly sensitive information about Innate. Information that was not yet made public.
Tuesday ended without clear results in a special election that was being held in Ohio's 12th congressional district. Right now, it looks like that race will come down to provisional and absentee ballots. And in Kansas, the governor's race also is too close to call. Mike Allen is a political reporter with Axios Politics. He boils down now what basically every election is about.
Every election is a Trump election. And, Dana, the funny thing about this is both sides think that this works for them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh, my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A Senate Republican is talking about his round of golf with President Trump last weekend. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says during their golf game, President Trump raised the subject of the Russia investigation and Robert Mueller at least 20 times.
I told the president, I know you don't like it. I know you feel put upon. You just got to ride it out. I want to win in November.
Graham was speaking while holding a town hall event in Greenville, South Carolina.
The 10 millionth Ford Mustang rolled off the automaker's Flat Rock assembly plant in Michigan today. Jim Farley, the executive vice president of Ford, says this is a great time for the Blue Oval.
Yeah, Mustang is so special for the company, 10 millionth. It's a best-selling sports car in the world now. We started exporting just a few years ago, and we've exported from Michigan about 500,000 units now. So it's a big day for Ford, 10 million.
Quite an accomplishment by Ford. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A Florida bar has decided to cancel its NFL DirecTV Sunday ticket package this upcoming season due to the players' protesting of the national anthem. Curtis and Janet West own Beef O'Brady's Bar in Brooksville, Florida. What they said they're going to do with the savings from the NFL package is they will offer veterans a 40% discount for their food on Sundays. Curtis joined Fox News to talk about why now they're canceling their DirecTV package when this has been going on for a little while.
Well, last year is when it really ramped up, and after week one, and we saw that it was going to continue, we tried to cancel our subscription last year, and they didn't allow us to, so we went forward with it last year, but decided that if they didn't change their stance, if the NFL didn't make a difference in the way everything was being handled, that this year we would do what we're doing.
Curtis's wife Janet talks about some of the reaction from the customers.
We had calls from all across the country thanking us. We had a lot of local ones that said they were thanking us, saying they would be in every Sunday and throughout the week. It's been 99% positive.
West does believe, though, the players have a point.
I just feel personally that they're doing it at the wrong time, and I believe it's the NFL leadership that needs to get with the Player Association and come up with an appropriate time for them to bring their message forward. They need to bring that message forward.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.